USA Radio News with Wendy King.
There's a lot of damage in Lee County, Alabama from a tornado that killed at least 23 people.
In some locations, the complete residences are gone. The debris field stretches for hundreds and hundreds of yards. We're finding materials that from one location up to half a mile away from the original point of where they were located.
One man said as the tornado hit, all they could do was hold on for life. The White House says it's received the House Judiciary Committee's letter requesting documents related to the Trump administration family and business. It's part of an expanding Russia investigation. White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders says the White House Counsel's Office and relevant officials will review the letter and respond at the appropriate time. Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler says it's clear President Trump obstructed justice. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-406-0046. 800-406-0046. That's 800-406-0046. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunlight Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Sad news from the entertainment world. Actor Luke Perry has died. The star was known for his roles in TV's Beverly Hills 90210 and Riverdale. He passed away after suffering a massive stroke. He was surrounded by his children, his fiancée, and also his ex-wife. Also by his side, his siblings and his parents were with him as well. Luke Perry was 52 years old. A federal judge in Washington is hearing the case of 24-year-old Huda Mathena. She's the woman who left this country 5 years ago, married a fighter from the Islamic State, and now wants to return to the U.S. with her son. She spoke with Charlie Degeda from CBS.
We're still trying to win the case, and hopefully we will. And I know I am an American citizen, and I know I have the right to come back.
The President of the United States himself said that you're not welcome back to America. What would you say to him?
I would tell them to study the legal system.
This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A Baltimore, Maryland husband and daughter are accused of staging a fatal attack on a relative. USA's Chris Barnes has the story.
When it first happened at the end of last year, Baltimore police were told that a panhandler had stabbed the victim to death as she was trying to give the person money in the city of Baltimore.
We now know that that was not true.
Commissioner Michael Harrison saying they believe the attack was staged and the murder was in fact carried out by the victim's husband, Keith Smith, and his daughter, Valerie Smith.
We developed evidence that Mr. Smith was leaving Maryland, so we made the appropriate national notifications and the Texas State Police arrested him.
Smith and his daughter picked up at the Mexican border. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
The State Department says Iran is the world's leading exporter of terrorism. John Clemens reports.
The Rewards for Justice program has offered $1 million for information on the new leader of Al-Qaeda, Hamza bin Laden, the son of Osama bin Laden. Ambassador-at-Large and the Coordinator for Counterterrorism, Nathan Sales, tells us Hamza bin Laden has been supported by Iran.
Iran is the world's leading state sponsor of terrorism, and its relationship of convenience with Al-Qaeda is just additional evidence that this regime regards terrorism as absolutely fundamental to what it is.
I'm John Clemens.
Take us with you on your mobile device and listen anytime at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.